On the show today, we have FMSI President Meredith Dean talking about the branch of the future, a very hot topic indeed, so check it out. We're talking about the branch of the future, and it's kind of a hot topic because of all the digital and mobile stuff that's happening right now, and like, where's the branch? Where does that situate right now? So, but my first question to you is, what's the latest in branch innovation that's leading the branch of the future?
Yeah, so there's a lot of technology out there that is meant to help facilitate the branch of the future. You know, our customers are actually looking to a variety of different ways to help facilitate the situation that a lot of the traffic is going to other channels, and making sure that they have the whole variety of services mm-hmm. available to their customers, you know, at all times when their branches are open. Yep. So some of the standard things are recyclers and things of that nature that are going to help facilitate universal employees. But also personal teller machines, where you have a centralized group of tellers who are helping you, you know, make sure to take all those teller transactions in a more automated fashion, so okay. you don't have to have tellers in the branch,
yeah.
and really can focus on sales and service. One of the other things that we see is pretty hot right now and interesting is actually this idea of having centralized specialists like mortgage bankers that can be central, instead of having them go out to different branches at uh-huh. different times. They can actually be centralized, and then the member can be in a special office with video technology, ooh, kind of okay. like what we're doing right now. Yeah. And then they can have that conversation about their mortgage, and, you know, there's plenty of technology to help with the forms and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. And mm-hmm. so, of course, you know, obviously talking about other organizations' technology, but we help facilitate that with both our lobby tracker to help okay. manage the queues people walking in, you know, wanting to make sure you help people walking in, but people who might have set appointments through our appointment setting solution. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just really helping to make sure that you're serving what your members need when they come into your branches, because, you know, transactions they can handle in a lot of different
right.
ways.
Right.
Usually, in the branch, it's a much more it's a bigger transaction nowadays than mm-hmm. it used to be.
Yeah, I've heard it's starting to become more of a consultative environment rather than a transaction, because you can walk up to, like, you know, an iPod kiosk or something like that and do a transaction or something along those lines now with some of the latest things. We just spoke to, I think it was Coast Hills Credit Union mm-hmm. a couple days ago, and they've implemented the ITMs.
Yes. Yeah. Interactive teller machines.
And they're
loving
them.
Mm-hmm.
They love them.
Yeah. And so I think a lot of our customers really like those as well, because those more mundane transactions, you know, that they can handle in that kind of technology, mm-hmm. they want to do that because they want to have the more profitable conversations
sure.
around sales and service. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. if you can just handle all that stuff in a more technology-driven way, and members like that, right? They,
yeah.
you know, they want to get in and they want to get out for those quick transactions.
Exactly. I'm the same way, like at the grocery store or at Home Depot, where they have the do-it-yourself checkout thing. I am there in a heartbeat because I want to get in and out of there. I don't want to stand in line. So it's kind of the same thing at the credit unions, where, you know, if you just want to make a deposit or a withdrawal or whatever, just go to the machine, do the thing. If you have any questions, I'm sure, you know, obviously there's people there to help you out. But for the big stuff like mortgage loans, investing, retirement planning, all that type of stuff, that's the stuff where you want to meet face to face with those folks. And I like your idea. I like the centralized folks, that where you can sit in a room and you can talk to a mortgage lender, or you can talk to somebody in a consultative environment, whether, because I've been into my credit union a few times where they say, well, the investment person's not going to be here till Thursday. Can you come back on Thursday? I'm like, well, I got, you know, okay. But if you can get it done right then and there, that's a great point that you brought up.
Right. Absolutely. And so some of the things that we do, obviously, to support our customers with that is appointment setting as well.
Yes.
So if they come in and they do want to do a transaction and that person is not there, then obviously we can help them with just through a kiosk setting an appointment that's convenient for the member.
Yep.
Or they can do it, you know, in their pajamas at home as well.
All right. I like that. All right. So what have you seen so far with some of the ultra modern brand? What, I mean, business wise, I mean, we talked about the ITMs. Is there anything else out there that that we should be looking out for? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our customers are really looking to create more of an Apple experience. You know, they want to have a lot of digital signage within their branches. They want to have employees who are much more, you know, well-versed in every channel, mm-hmm. because, you know, even though there's absolutely mobile banking and you can go online and do your, you know, pay your bills and things like that, and you know, can even chat sometimes online. When someone comes in to the branch, they might have a serious question about these other delivery channels. So yeah. Wanting to make sure you have the right staff there, mm-hmm. that can really answer those questions. And then, you know, one of the things that we see in terms of that with the digital signage is, you know, making sure that you're not pushing your customers to it if they're not comfortable. So there's a lot of education that okay. needs to happen, mm-hmm. Because there's, you know, there's a lot of talk about millennials, and of course they're going to engage it very easily. You know, the technology for them is simplistic.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, of course, a significant amount of the wealth is still held by baby boomers, and they're the folks who enjoy coming to the branch. Mm-hmm. So wanting to make sure that you create an environment that is welcoming to both of those generations and all generations.
Yeah, yeah.
So making sure you have staff that can kind of speak to everything, mm-hmm. and a lot of education around those tools. And if you know, really dissecting your member base and understanding what areas should we have different types of branches, because it may make sense, frankly, to have a traditional branch that's just technology enabled.
Good point.
You know, to help them stay productive, mm-hmm. but also serve the members' needs.
Yep. Oh, good point. Good point. And so how does this evolution complement the digital services that are, well, now they're frankly leading the way now. So, but how does, it's almost kind of like it's almost flip-flop now. It's like, okay, how does the branch complement the digital? Whereas a few years ago, how does the digital complement the branch? So how's that working now?
Yeah, I think as my son would say, the struggle is real. The reality is, I think certainly a lot of our customers and our industry as a whole, we've put a lot of money into, you know, these other delivery channels, which rightfully so.
Sure,
I mean,
yeah.
our member base, they want them. I mean, I personally deposited 2 checks this week over my, you know, mobile app.
Me too.
So, yeah, you know, we want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the real struggle is, though, we have to make sure that the experience within the branch mirrors the experience on the mobile applications, mm-hmm. or other delivery channels, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Right.
And you know, when you have a branch network, whether that branch network is 7 branches or it's 100 branches, to migrate to a more, more modern look and feel, more technology, it's a very expensive process,
mm-hmm.
to do. And so that is a struggle for many of our customers, and most of our customers will take a look at, you know, some strategic things around, you know, what are their oldest branches that need that attention most, or, you know, what are there newer areas, or where are they growing most? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of strategic items that you kind of need to take a look at, mm-hmm. in terms of what are the branches that you're going to attack first? Because to wake up tomorrow and say, oh, we're going to transform 7 branches is pretty unrealistic.
Yeah, it's kind of random too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I think you brought up a good point. It's like you want to check out the demographics in that area, and it may require no upgrading, no technology, because the people there love the traditional brands, or another area where it might be a younger demographic and they're more used to the online or mobile stuff. Hey, you might want to upgrade to the more futuristic type of a branch. So
exactly.
Again, it's all research. All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the big question for you. What do you say to all those folks, all those branch is dead people talking out there that we used to hear? Cause actually I'm actually not hearing it that much anymore.
No, you know what? We've heard it for, well, I mean, our company's been around for 26 years, and we've heard it for probably 20 years. So, and you're right. It does seem to be changing a little bit. I mean, certainly the metrics show that 90% of new accounts are open still within a branch. Even millennials really, when they have a more sophisticated transaction, mm-hmm. they want to talk with someone yeah. who's an expert. Believe me, they're going to be very well versed when they come in. They're going to have done all the research mm-hmm. They can possibly, but they do want a person who kind of deciphers all of that yeah. for them. And so we clearly believe the branch is not dying anytime soon. It's really migrating. I think over the next 20 years or so, we're going to see a few different types of branches. I think we will continue to see the traditional branch. We definitely have customers that come to us and say, we have so much transaction volume in certain demographic areas
right.
that it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to transform that branch. Right. Maybe technology supports it, mm-hmm. but we're not going to get rid of that model. Where they might have other branches that are in wealthier areas or, you know, older areas that they are going to transform mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. those branches. So I think we'll see a few different types. You know, we'll see the traditional, we'll see the technology enabled, and then we'll see the more definitely the exciting thing, I think, for a lot of organizations is, you know, the universal branch, or a lot of people are calling them the smart branch of the future.
It's really kind of exciting, you know, this kind of evolution that we're seeing right now. And it's almost like each branch is going to be customized, and it's really cool to see. It's not just, okay, you know, here's not a, you know, a kind of a template that you just, okay, we're going to put this here, put that there, and people will come, you know. Now it's
exactly.
There's obviously a lot more research involved, and again, you can customize it to the demographics in the area, which is really, really cool, and it benefits yeah. the member big time.
Absolutely, and we're big proponents of just making sure you understand your metrics. Yep. If you're trying to achieve something strategic, you know, understanding where you are today and making sure that you have the systems in place to assess mm-hmm. did what you did with all this, you know, infrastructure investment actually achieve the results you yeah. wanted to see.
Very cool times indeed. All right, Meredith, to wrap up, anything else to wrap up? This is a conversation that could go on for at least a couple of hours because there's so
sure.
much to talk about.
Sure.
But is there anything else you want to add to wrap up?
With you. This is an interesting way to have an interview
hey.
And a conversation.
We're all about innovation as well. We're trying to push that envelope too.
Sounds great. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome, Meredith. And good job. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thanks. Take care.
Okay, you too.